Everyone.
All right, we're glad to be part of your morning. We're about 21 minutes after 9. As we said, we're celebrating 125 years of Wells River Savings, your good neighbor bank. We were in East Thetford last week for an hour or so. That happened on a Thursday. The next three, including today, so two more after this, will be on Fridays. Next week, we'll be in Bradford, same time, 9 to 10, and then we'll wrap things up on December 1st in downtown Wells River. Lorenzo's with us, has been for many times over the years. How you doing?
Good, good.
All right. So what do you got up your sleeve this week?
Not much. Oh. Not much. Just glad to be here.
All right. Well, some of the people that tuned in last week are going to hear the same things that we talk about again, but there are other things that we'll be talking about today because, obviously, different branch. We're in Fairleigh.
Different branch.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep. Nope. Different branch in Fairleigh, which is just another one of our key locations that we have along Route 5 here. So
who's manning this office most of the time? Who's here?
So Jennifer Fisher is our manager.
Okay.
And she actually is on vacation right now, so she's not here, but I think Lisa's going to share a little message that she wanted us to make sure we conveyed for her. But Jennifer's been with the bank, Frank, how many years? She's been
24, 25
years, so she's an important part. Was in Newberry. Communities know her well, and she really enjoys a small community, so that works out well. So if we kind of start with the line over here, we've got Patty Gurney. She's been a teller here at Fairleigh for a while for us. We have Brian, who is our intern, and he's been, Brian, how many years have you been an intern? 2.5.
Okay, that's pretty good.
He's vital to the branch for us also, that's for sure. And then we've also got Shelby, who she really is a float for us, and she covers the call center, so a lot of people call in. We'll end up talking to Shelby on the phone. And she's also in our Bradford branch quite a bit, but she floats around, so that's a big help to us.
Yeah, I believe back in June when we were setting up, she was manning the call center.
Yeah.
Bradford back in June.
Yep.
Of this year.
And you've been with us how long now?
Since February.
Since February. So she's going to be a year before we know it.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
Glad to have her. Glad to have her.
All right. Good.
So we've also got Stacy, who's hiding back there. She is actually was afloat, and now she's one of our full-time tellers here. So, again, Fairleigh's lucky to have her, and I think that's great. So that's our crew today.
Yeah. So what are the hours today and tomorrow of the branches?
So today we're 8 to 6 on Friday, and then Saturdays we're here 9 till noon.
Okay. So remind our listeners, if you're in the area, stop in. Cake's served until early mid-afternoon or until it's gone. So get here before it's gone, you folks.
Exactly.
Yeah, Lorenzo Wilhite is with us. Anything you want to share with us in the banking world that our listeners should know about today, Lorenzo?
Just that, you know, we try to keep this branch as full service as we do our others, and we may not have a mortgage lender that is housed here, but they will come here and meet you, and, you know, same thing with our commercial. We, again, may not have them here permanently, but they will definitely make the appointment and come here and meet with you.
That's great. That's good. Okay, right here at the Fairleigh branch of Wells River Savings, your good neighbor bank. Is Lisa going to chat with us?
Lisa Engel.
She also floats a lot up and down the valley. She was with us in East Thetford last week. She's also joined us in Bradford. She's joined us in Wells River. Joining us in Fairleigh. How you doing?
Good morning.
She travels a lot. She was saying about 35,000 miles a year on your vehicle, right?
That's about right. Yeah. I go up and down the river usually about once a week.
Really?
So, yeah.
Okay. All right. So, what are you going to share with us today?
So, Jennifer obviously couldn't be here. She's on vacation, but she left us a little note that she'd like me to read to everyone.
Okay, good. All right.
She wanted everyone to know how much she enjoys working with our customers in Fairleigh and how much she appreciates the whole WRSB family. The nice thing about living and working in a small community is that we get a chance to know our customers, and if we can help them succeed in some small way, then we are all better off for it. She's been working at the bank for 25 years and has seen a lot of changes, but our core values have remained the same, and being a good neighbor has kept us strong for 125 years.
Yeah, 125 years. And you've been there about half of that, right, Frank?
Oh, not quite half. Only 39 years. Only 39 years. Oh, we're playing pass the mic around. But, so, yes, Jennifer And one of the things that we really believe strongly on is service. And a lot of our best employees have come from service cultures. And so Jennifer was a waitress at, I think, Cafe Figaro back in the early 90s. And many of our employees started out either as in the service business. So they get used to, you know, figuring out what the customers want. Mm-hmm. And it's not important what you're trying to sell them. It's what they want. Mm-hmm. I think that's a big part of our culture and why people who have a service identity thrive here.
It's all about service.
It's all about service.
It's all about service.
And you know, and service is... It's always a goal. I mean, we all have days where we don't provide the best service that we can, but on average, not on average, on a daily basis, we think we strive for good and excellent service, and we achieve it.
Yeah, we're here at the Fairleigh branch of Wells River Savings, your good neighbor bank, celebrating 125 years. I didn't get the memo. Today's Jeans Day. What's the deal with Jeans Day? Who wants to explain that?
Well, let's let Cassie.
All right. There you go. Cassie, you're up next. Don't drop the papers. Here.
There you go.
Hi.
All right. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. Good. So what's Jeans Day?
So since November is our official 125 anniversary, we decided to give back. And each Friday, employees will wear jeans and our 125 shirt. And at the end of the month, we'll total all the donations from Jean Days, and we'll separate it to four separate charities.
So I have to buy into it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, so I can wear my shirt like that next week instead of a tie, and my jeans, my cowboy boots.
Yeah. Bring your wallet.
bring my wallet. I love your sense of humor. That's great. So you buy into it, and money raised goes where?
So we actually did four separate charities.
Okay.
The first one was actually internal. One of our employees' husband is going through a series of surgeries.
Mm.
And we raised over $500
really?
For her to stay down there with him.
Wow.
Another is going to go to a food shelf. The third is going to go to CHAD, which will be the Children's Hospital donation. And the fourth is actually going to a local community member who's going to have a double lung transplant.
Okay, wow. That's great.
Yeah.
So that's a great idea. And you do this every Friday during the course of the year, or just doing it during November?
Just during November, but occasionally if something happens, like a few houses, sometimes this past spring burned down and we did Jean Days and the donations went to the family. Basically, if something happens in the community, we try to rally and do what we can.
Good. Excellent. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
You speak really well. she's got more. Excellent.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I came with
what
notes.
Else you got? You do?
So I work in the call center, and I mostly do our online banking, our mobile banking. So I just wanted to highlight a few things,
sure.
New products that we have going on.
Sure, okay.
So the first is external transfers. So before, you could only transfer within your mobile banking, so any accounts you had here was Wells River Savings Bank. And now if you have an account with Woodsville or any other bank, you can actually log in and transfer money to that bank. Within your system, you don't have to call the bank. You don't
right.
have to call the other bank to get
So they have
authority.
To download an app to do that?
No, you can do it either on our app, which you can find at Google Play or the App Store, or on your computer at home.
Okay.
You just have to make sure you're enrolled in online banking.
Right.
And you can do that on our website at www.wellsriversavings.com.
All right. All right.
The other one is new within the last couple months is our mobile deposit. Which now, if you work 8 to 5 in Hanover and you can't come here because we're closed, you can just snap a picture on your cell phone, sign the back, put for mobile deposit only, and it'll be there within this business day if it's before 4 p.m. If not, it's the next business day.
So then can the customer go back in and check it to make sure that everything happened properly?
Yeah. Okay. If it is after 4 p.m., you won't see it until the next business day.
Sure.
And it will always appear after our update. Mm-hmm. So if you do it, say, 9 a.m. in the morning, don't expect to immediately see it there on your lunch break,
yeah.
But definitely it will be there that night. If you don't see it, you should be getting a call from us, or definitely give us a call, and we'll figure out what happened.
If I checked it, I wouldn't be checking it to make sure the bank got it right. I'd be checking to make sure I got it right. Yeah, he did it right this time. Like, uh-oh.
And the third product that we're coming out with at the end of this month is Neighbor to Neighbor, which is a way to transfer money from basically one friend to the other, mm-hmm. or relatives. So if you and I went to lunch, I forgot my debit card, I forgot my cash, I never forget my phone, so I can say, hey, if you cover it, I'll transfer money to you right now.
Sure, neighbor to neighbor?
Neighbor to neighbor.
Being a good neighbor bank. Yeah. Clever, that's good.
That was Frank Tillman right there.
Yeah, that's great. I like that.
And we also have people who call and say, you know, your security's so high, I have to change my password so much on your online banking. I'm having a hard time remembering it. We do now offer Touch ID if your mobile device or your tablet offers that, or passcode, and you can set that under your security preferences.
Okay. And the bank helps do that?
Yeah, you can call us anytime at 802-757-2361.
Great. A lot of important information there. I forgot my PIN number a couple of weeks ago. Walked into the main lobby of the Wells River Savings Bank in downtown Wells River. Patty Clark was there, and I think it was 2 minutes. I was all done, out of there, gone, taken care of. It was great service.
Yeah. We definitely strive for great service.
So if people have any problems, they can call the call center when it's open, and they'll help straighten out any mess that we get ourselves into.
Yeah, well, we'll try.
Okay.
Don't call me anything not bank-related.
Well, what's the forecast like today? Right. A lot of good information. Thank you for sharing that.
And you made up a good point. So we are open. The call center's open the same time the branches are, Monday through Friday and on Saturdays. But recently we had the storms and there were some power outages. Our phones have been not working sometimes. I just wanted to remind people, if it's banking hours, stop by the branch. They're always there.
Okay.
And our teller phone, which the numbers are 802-757-3252 or toll free 1-888-275-9772, is 24/7. So if our phone's out, we don't have power or something like that, definitely call, and you can do transfers, you can get your history, you can get everything.
Yeah. So you talk with somebody and they'll help straighten you out again.
Yeah, great. It's a remote service, so it's like talking to a robot, but it gives you the same thing that we could give you.
Okay. Good. Awesome service. Wow. A lot to it behind the scenes to make it all happen, though. And you're one of those ladies that helps do that behind the scenes.
Yep. I'm at the call center. Kim's the manager. Katie Thayer, who's been here the longest out of everybody at the bank, works there.
Yep.
Cindy Bishop, Ashley Griswold, and Shelby Covers, and she was actually there this summer when I was on maternity leave.
Good. Excellent. Oh, well, great information. Thanks for sharing it.
You're welcome.
All right. Wells River Savings Bank, your good neighbor bank, is celebrating 125 years. Frank Tillman, CEO, is chatting with us, as well as other representatives of the bank, including Lorenzo Wilhite. Wow, she had a lot of great information there.
She's a firecracker.
Well organized.
Yeah, it's scary to watch.
Okay, she's got more. All right.
Oh, she has more.
She has more.
Okay, well. So, coming out from the teller line are the strength of our staff, and they're seeing some hesitation. But I think they're coming.
We can put this note out there. The Rivendell Raptors soccer team just won the Vermont State Boys Championship.
Really? Wow. Wow.
That's pretty amazing.
That is pretty amazing.
You know, get through a winning season, then go through your quarterfinals, semifinals, and then the finals. To come home the state champion, that's a big deal. It doesn't matter what you're doing.
It's a big deal, especially for small towns. I mean, I think my first year in Wells River, I think the girls won, and, you know, having the fire department and the school buses go through town, and they had a party out in the behind Jock Oil in the bank. It was quite an event.
As a matter of fact, Rivendell Academy and Graded School District is the first interstate school district in the country. Remember all that they went through a few years ago?
I do.
Involving Vermont and New Hampshire.
Vermont and New Hampshire, and getting them to agree is... you know, they call them the Live Free or Die State, and every day is Earth Day states. It's quite an accomplishment.
Who's chatting with us, Frank?
I don't know.
All right. The big debate over here, who's going to chat with us? Lisa's going to. Who'd you get?
We've got Brian, who's going to talk to us. He's actually an intern, so he's going to talk to us about our intern program. And right now we are looking for some, so we're going to let him have a little conversation about that.
All right. So first, what's an intern? What do you do?
So basically, I am here part-time, and I do the same thing as the tellers.
Okay. So do you have, like, a mentor, one particular person, or everybody kind of does that?
I can float, but I tend to stay here in Fairley.
Okay, good. So where do you go to school?
I go to Johnson State.
Okay. So you're in college?
Yeah.
All right. You've been here two and a half years, you said?
Yeah.
So what's your career choice?
I'm a hospitality major.
Okay. All right.
He does very well. It's a very good program for kids that are in high school. You should really, you know, they can work when they're on vacations back from college, holidays, you know, and they really help us out. And we've got the best, so that's why he doesn't go anywhere.
That's great. Well, 2.5 years, that's a long time.
Absolutely.
Wow. So it also gives you some backup for probably vacation time and holiday times as well, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. You know, and they got banker's hours. I mean, can't get any better than that.
You sure you don't want to be staying banking, not do the hospitality thing?
Well, you never know.
Yeah,
I might end up
good answer. That's a good answer. All right, meanwhile, let's talk about your beagle.
Oh, Jesus. Hey, getting airtime. Oh, yeah.
Well, you got a picture on the wall there.
Oh, that's my son.
Yeah.
My son. He's a good dog.
And he's got a friend?
Yes. Katie, she likes to overpower him. But that's women these day and age, though.
So. Oh, okay.
She's taking the spot.
Honesty is the best policy.
That's right.
There you
she's
go.
Forceful.
All right, so you've been here how many years?
3 years, November.
Okay. Live local?
In Newberry.
Okay. Okay. I was going to say, do you walk?
No. Okay. I run.
Of course you do.
I'm only teasing.
Oh, thanks for chatting with us for a couple of minutes.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Yeah, we're having fun. It's about 9:40. We're on a remote broadcast at the Fairley Branch, Wells River Savings, your good neighbor bank. Steve and John, along with our guests, representatives of the bank. All right. Lorenzo's training him really well, isn't he?
He is. Patty is famous within the bank. When we have our customer appreciation day, we have our tent set out here, and we have hot dogs and refreshments. And she's the one that has patented from Yankee Stadium, "Dogs here! Dogs here!" So it's great. It's great.
It is. Well, you got to have fun with it, right?
We do, and actually, I love hot dogs. They're not usually on my diet, but we make an exception on Customer Appreciation Day.
I was just going to say, during the month of June, you get a lot of hot dogs served.
We get a lot of hot dogs served, and Fairley has a really great location for that because of people turning to go into New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, 1 year we had our inflatable pig set up on the corner, and we looked out in the horizon, and there was a daycare coming, and you know, all tethered together.
Oh, really?
And they had the shirts, and they were the only people that were not interested in the food. They wanted to see the pig, and
really?
We've got great pictures of like all these little daycare kids running around the pig, and can they touch it? And then 1 year we actually had they were having a Harley convention somewhere, so we had probably around 20 of them show up, and they can look a little scary. And this guy came up, and he's got the great beard and his Harley outfit, and he said, "Well, I'm a customer, but can I have a hot dog?" And I said, "Yes, you may. Yes, you
How
may.
How many would you like, right? How many would you like?"
So Customer Appreciation Day kind of fit in with a theme of the 125th celebration that, you know, we're here because of our customers, and we love and appreciate them, and hopefully they love and appreciate us.
Frank's with us. Frank's the CEO, Wells River Savings, almost 40 years.
Almost 40.
Hey, talk about the pig. What are the pigs? What do they stand for, and what do you do with them?
Well, we had, I think it's about 10 years ago, we got some inflatable pigs, and the first one's, about 6 feet.
The big one, yeah.
Yeah, about 6 feet tall, and we loved it. We've had it in many of the parades. It makes it easier for us to create parades. It's easy to put it together afloat. And then we started, the more successful we were with the parades, we have three parades on, for instance, on July 4th. So we said, well, Penny can't be in three places at once. So we bought two smaller ones, piglets. After we had got the first pig, we had to name the contest, and it was named Penny the Pig. And then we had, when we got the two little pigs, had a contest for them, and Hamlet and Charlotte. I'm not sure what Hamlet means. I'm an English major, so I don't think it's a Shakespeare play. I think it's what becomes of the pig, but
it was a popularity contest, and Hamlet won.
Yeah, Hamlet won, And Charlotte, of course, Charlotte's Web. But Charlotte was the spider. But anyways, Charlotte's a great name, and Hamlet's a great name. And the pigs they're kind of our identity. I mean, we all, most of us remember when we had little piggy banks as kids. Mm-hmm. And in my office, I have a whole variety of piggy banks, or small little banks that were given me over the years, some were in the form of a mailbox and some in the terms of a safe, and we have digital ones. But it's important to teach kids, even in the world of mobile phones, to start saving.
And you've got information on that to steer them in the right direction.
Absolutely.
They have
absolutely.
Some questions and comments. Yep. All right. We have some additional information that Lisa said we need to have passed along. So there you go. How you doing?
Good.
Shelby, who also is in the call center periodically. So if you call the call center, you may get Shelby. Who knows?
Sometimes
what have you got for information you wanted to pass along today?
So another great app that we have is called Mobi Money, and it's a product through our Vantive. Who we have our debit cards through. So if you're, like, traveling for the holidays or, like, you have school vacation coming up, you can unblock your debit card for areas that you're traveling in. So if you're going out of, like, Vermont, New Hampshire area and going down south to where it's warm right now, you can unblock that on your card so that you can use it and have no issues with it.
That's pretty important.
Yes.
Especially with the holidays coming up, if people are traveling,
that'd be important. And, you know, it's always good to monitor that with all the fraud and everything.
That's true.
And sometimes if you don't contact the bank before you travel, this is a good way that you can do it yourself if we're not open and you can't call us.
Also within that app, if you lose your card, and obviously the bank's not open 24/7, you have the ability to go in and turn off your debit card until you find it, or you can contact the bank and we can permanently shut it down. So it's a great app, especially for those who are truck drivers or who are constantly going south for the winter, like Shelby had said, just to manage your debit card.
So that's a service they should set up in advance.
Well, we always ask people to call us in advance when they're doing it, but it's the app that you can go on your phone and download whenever you need.
Okay. Now, another service, Wells River Savings Bank, has to offer you. And you work in the call center periodically, too, don't you?
Exactly. Yeah, I'm full-time in the call center, yeah. And the other thing that Vantive does, if there was fraud on your debit card, sometimes customers will call us and say they received a letter, a phone call, or a text, and it wasn't from the Wells River Savings Bank number, and they're always worried about it. That is something that they will do, but I tell customers, if you're ever worried about something not being safe, definitely give us a call before you give out your information, because there is a lot of scammers out there, and we want to prevent your information from being leaked to the wrong people.
So if for the customers, is there stuff they can do that they don't have to involve you at the call center?
Yep. So
to set this stuff up so they have security in place and all that. And of course, pins are important.
Exactly.
Changing that on a regular basis, that type of stuff.
Yeah. All of this, all the apps you control yourself. You don't need to get our permission to download them or anything.
Okay.
But if you have difficulties or if you have an issue, definitely call us because we're familiar with them.
Okay. So things start at your website, WRSB.com.
WellsRiverSavings.com.
Okay.
Yep. But for the Mobi Money, you have to do it on a tablet or a phone, and you would go to either your Google Play if you have an Android or the App Store if you have an Apple product.
Now, if I start messing it up, you know, from my couch, can I come to one of the branch offices or your main office in Wells River and somebody will help me out?
Yes, definitely. All of our branches have iPads, so we can show you what it is if you don't have your device. If you bring your device and they can't help you at the branch, they usually call me, and I'll come down and help you.
Really? Wow. That's service.
Yeah, we try.
Yeah, you do. Great job of it, too. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, we're at the branch office right here in Fairleigh, Wells River Savings, your good neighbor bank. We'll take another break here for a couple of minutes, check out the weather forecast, and then wrap up our hour-long broadcast from the Fairleigh branch of Wells River Savings.
Why wait for Christmas for what you've been wishing? At Peebles, it's half the price for a whole lot more gifting. Get ready for pre-Thanksgiving super savings at Peebles. This is an all-day, all-weekend doorbuster, which means Friday through Sunday, you can get 50% off almost everything in store. And there will be giftspiration everywhere you look, like our gift bar, home goods, and kids department, too. Beat the Black Friday rush with pre-Thanksgiving super savings. Peebles. What will new bring out in you? Peebles is part of our Stage family. Offer exclusions apply.
Hey, I'm Tim McGraw.
And I'm Faith Hill.
And this is Music from the Rest of Our Life.
We'll stay young for the rest of our life.
The Rest of Our Life, the first ever album by Tim and Faith. Available November 17th.
Who's gonna break first? Don't matter as long as we're together. It all feels like home.
Tune in for their show.
Showtime concert documentary, Tim and Faith, Soul to Soul, premiering November 17th.
Sarah, can you step in here a moment?
Sure.
So, big news?
Oh?
You're being promoted to regional sales manager.
Alan, thank you.
Talk to corporate. Like a approved memo.
Tens of millions of songs, one for every moment. Amazon Music Unlimited. For a limited time only, sign up today and receive 3 months for 99 cents at amazon.com/musicunlimited. Automatically renews. Cancel anytime.
Sarah, you can leave now.
Okay.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, the forecast for this afternoon, partly to mostly sunny, near steady temperatures in the low to mid-30s, northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour gusting to 30. Clear early tonight, then increasing high clouds, lows in the low to mid-teens, northwest winds gusting to 20 early, then diminishing. On Saturday, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain or snow showers in the afternoon, highs in the lower 40s, south to southeast winds 5 to 10. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes for WYKR.
For your country weather anytime, call the WYKR weather phone at 802-757-3131.
Until the top of the hour when we check out network news, Lorenzo Wilhite is with us again. Been with the bank 10, 12 years now?
10 years.
Yep.
10 years.
Okay.
It's been good.
Your title, responsibilities?
I'm the vice president of retail, so I oversee the mortgage lending function and then also the retail, the branch network.
Yep. Great atmosphere, huh? We had such a great time last week in East Effort, and the atmosphere that is here at the Fairleigh branch. No. Customers been coming in and out already this morning. Just a lot of fun.
No, we're pretty proud of the branches and yeah. Very proud of our staff, and I think they make that environment very inviting. So the customers appreciate coming in, and we as fellow employees enjoy stopping in.
Sure. Yeah. So as you travel up and down the river here, do you see big changes in the branches? Or, of course, you got different people that are conducting business for the bank.
Right.
But
you see different...
Different communities that you're serving, so there's different atmosphere for each one, I'm sure, that you see.
There is different atmosphere, and just the world of banking is changing.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're seeing the type of transactions, the customers, what they're doing when they come into the branches, being a little different, which is why I think, you know, some of what Cassie and Shelby they're talking about is... We've got to continue to try to be that, you know, that universal banker. When you come into the office, it's no longer we're just processing transactions. We need to help you with additional yep. needs.
Well, the ladies certainly passed along some awesome information there.
They did. And,
that
you know,
was great.
It is. And that, it just, you know, sometimes we get customers who, you know, when they have to call into the call center, they don't understand why they can't get to just a direct line into the branches.
Sure.
And the reason for that is because, first of all, they can be the first contact, and they can answer a majority of the questions without you trying to get to a branch that maybe everybody's busy at the time.
All right.
And the other is they will find the right person for you, and if they're not available, they'll either find someone else that can help you.
Sure. So that's important when you call the call center.
Absolutely.
Kind of tell them what you're looking for.
Exactly.
And the call center will steer you in the right direction.
Yep, and a lot of times...
Save everybody a lot of time.
Exactly. A lot of times they can answer that question for you and not have to track down somebody in the branch.
Yeah, that's great.
So.
And the call center is open the same time as the bank is open, pretty much.
Yep, same hours as the bank, and they, like I said, we feel they provide excellent service, And we just think it's been a big help to the branch network as a whole.
Yeah. You guys are pretty proud of those bobbleheads. Where'd they go?
Well, yeah, I guess you could say that.
Was somebody supposed to give us the lowdown on those before we finished
today? Were you guys going to talk about what you're going to be doing with the bobbleheads?
Yeah.
We'll get Cassie.
Nobody wants to step up.
Once Cassie gets a little airtime, we realize she keeps wanting to come back.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So what's the deal?
So I can't give away all of the details, but I can say stay tuned to our Facebook page.
Ah, there you go.
Because December will be really entertaining with our bobbleheads.
It will.
And then after that, we will be doing a contest with them that we'll do through Facebook as well.
Okay.
So stay tuned. And always tune into our Facebook on Thursdays for my Throwback Thursday pictures, which you got to be a part of this past Thursday.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. You show how things change in the course of almost 20 years, huh, Frank?
Well, that's true. Yes, I mean, who would have thought
Facebook 20 years ago.
It's true, yeah. And look at what your website has to offer with mobile banking.
It's amazing. You know, we were, I just was kind of going through since 99 when we opened here. Was the big push was Y2K and that all the computers were going to fail in 1999,
right.
We spent all that, and really we had just started internet banking, but it wasn't that big a deal,
mm-hmm.
You know. It was just and then since then, you know, there were the beginnings of smartphones, but now internet banking, mobile banking, and all of these ways to conduct your business. And then, but you still need branches. You still need You still need FaceTime with people.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to be able to get service on the phone, and if that's when you need it. But it's also really great to be able to come in and talk to somebody for 25 minutes,
mm-hmm.
because you're not worrying about how many minutes are you using up on your your data coverage,
and
so you know we like to say that it's whatever. Whatever your method of contacting the bank, we want you to receive excellent customer service from people that care.
Last week, we were in East Thetford.
Yep.
This week, obviously, in Fairley. Next week, as we continue up the valley, we're going to be in Bradford.
We're going to be going up.
So what are we going to tell our listeners and the public next week?
First off, it'll be Black Friday, which I never quite understood how they got that. But
Day after Thanksgiving. Yeah.
And so we hope that we're going to have some younger speakers. I've got hopefully my grandkids will be coming in, you never know what a 8-year-old will say or a 7-year-old, and or whether they will say anything. And Cassie's looking at me, but she might bring in her too. And we think it'll be great since a lot of people have that have off that day to have the kids come in and see what. You know what a real DJ looks like?
Well, it still has his hair, but it's not black like it was.
Yeah.
In that picture almost 20 years ago.
My first, I still remember my first transistor radio, and it was WABC out of New York City.
Yep.
And it was there was a Scott Muni and a cousin Brucey.
Okay.
And but you had to listen to it late at night.
Mm-hmm. When the Skywave changed, because that was AM radio.
And you couldn't play it when your parents were around or asleep, so you could go take it under your thing. But actually, what I listened to mostly was rock music and the Beatles.
Yeah, didn't everybody back then, right?
Yeah. But we really, Bradford was very important. It was our first office outside of Wells River.
Right.
And then we've had a long history there since 1988, so that's what we'll be talking about.
Look forward to it.
Yeah, me too.
And different people that will be stepping up that take care of that bank in Bradford that will chat with us.
Now that they see how well Cassie's done and Shelby's done and Brian has done, they're all going to be volunteering.
They're all going to have their work cut out for them.
Yes, sirree. I mean, hopefully our manager, Erin, will be there.
Sure.
She's pretty, she can speak.
Yeah, she's done a couple of commercials, I believe, for the bank, and also we chatted with her during Customer Appreciation Days back in June.
I mean, I remember her when she was in sixth grade, and she was taller than me then, so
Well, another great day as we celebrate the 125 years of Wells River Savings, your good neighbor bank. As we said last week, East Thetford, Fairley this week. Next week we'll be in Bradford, and then we'll wrap up on December 1.
In Wells River.
In Wells River, yeah, as we celebrate 125 years.
We're quite an accomplishment.
And what
we're really focused on is what happens after 125, so stay tuned.
Good. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you to everybody chatting with us today. Any final comments, Lorenzo?
Just look forward to seeing you next week.
Definitely. All right, remember, it's Jeans Friday.
Right.
All right, we'll make sure we wear
jeans. Friday, bring your jeans, bring your wallet.
Bring your pocketbook. There you go. All right. Enjoy the weekend, everybody, and please drive safely.
Thank you.
This was good. Yeah.